Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Shpak is here. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's joins us all the way from our neighbor to the north, Canada. She's a happiness expert. She's the author of a number of books on the topic, including The Simple Life, including Tipping Point to Happiness. You get the picture. And she's our good friend, Keita. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. Pleased to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, I took a little time off this summer and went fly fishing.
Ah.
And I never needed a vacation so much in all my life, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. But when I got back, everything that I left was still here waiting on me. I walked in the door, and everything said, "Hey, we've been waiting on you. Get to work."
isn't that the way?
If you're a small business owner, especially if you, because you know, if you work on an assembly line, while you're gone, somebody else comes in and turns those screws. While you're gone, you come back. All you got to do is start turning screws. But when you're a small business owner, whatever screws didn't get turned while you were gone, they're still there for you to screw. You got to do those and the ones for today. And that takes that takes an impact on our happiness sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, especially if you've been in a bit of a downtime over the summer, which a lot of us have. Coming back, it's back to a rhythm that is unlike what you've been going through in the summer. And not only the body, but the mind, the spirit, the heart, all of you have to sort of get back into that rhythm. But here's the thing, Jim, you have a chance to either add to that rhythm or you can change it. And that's what September is, a great month to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason is because you still have time to gain some control over the rest of the year. If you wait till the middle of November, then you're in big trouble, because you don't have time. You've got to do nothing but react and be aggressive. But now you still have time to have a good year, to wrap up the year in a strong way, but have some control over it because you've got time, right?
Yeah, there's time. And I think after a summer break, or any kind of break for that matter, you know what happens? Sometimes you realize things that you wouldn't have realized if you were in the thick of your business, in the thick of your schedule. Mm-hmm. And I think stepping away from that schedule helps you in one way to prioritize. You go, why was I doing this for so long? Or, this isn't working. We've been doing it over a number of months, and I don't like it. Sometimes when you're so close to the action, Jim, you can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, and one of the things, and this is one of the reasons why I encourage small business owners, and I'm not naive about this. I'm not uneducated. I'm not uninitiated, Keita, about how difficult it is for small business owners to take time off. I've been there, done that for more years than otherwise, so I know how tough it is. But if there's some possible way for you to get away and literally really unplug for even a couple of 3 days, if you can unplug, it's astonishing how your perspective changes when you come back.
It is, and it also is a great way to really measure, a great way to begin a measurement process, especially in September when things are relatively fresh. Maybe employees have been away as well. Maybe there's a new meeting. You have your September meeting, comeback meeting, return meeting. And there may be some new items on the table. And again, as you've mentioned, this is really difficult to do in November when you're moving into the holiday season.
Well, that's exactly right. And but so I would like to recommend that here as you move off into the rest of the year, as obligations and expectations start mounting on you, that you find a way to be a little bit more balanced, a little cooler, a little bit more objective. Maybe, you know, not so frantic. Don't give into the, you know, one thing that happens, Keita, is other people bring us their frantic stuff. You know, they bring us their challenges, their problems, and don't let them do that. I mean, if they've created something for you, if they've created something for themselves, I should say, you know, try not to, you know, maybe you need to help them solve the problem, but don't accept their frenetic stuff. What do you think?
Oh, I agree totally. A lot of in psychology and other circles, this kind of thing is called drama, and it's a phenomenal word. It's a very good word because some people can create drama when they're drinking coffee at the cooler or whatever. The big thing here is if you are the boss and you are the owner, is everything is felt from the top down. So your ability to rise above and to step away, not necessarily physically step away from something that needs to be tackled, but to not personalize it. In other words, get personally involved or take something emotionally. Rather, move yourself from there and become a bit of an observer to whatever the scenario is. Let's say a worker is complaining about somebody else or something else.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of taking that person, he's or she is not liking the way I have set this up. Simply remove it to third person.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy with this situation. In other words, move it away from I, you to a third person scenario. And that way you already have a distance.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to point out, folks, one of the ways to keep somebody else's emergency from becoming yours, when an employee brings you a problem that they've either identified or maybe they've created or whatever, however they've gotten it, if you want to get them to dial it down a notch or two before it gets to you, make sure that they know that if they bring something to you, you don't want to hear about it unless they've prepared to offer their own solution for the problem. Maybe they don't have permission. They don't feel like they've got permission to take the next step. But don't, you know, tell them, don't bring me a problem unless you've got some kind of a solution that you've thought of. Bring me both of those, and then we'll work it out together. If you'll do that, when it gets to you, when the problem gets to you, the level of drama will be dialed down a little bit, and that'll help everybody. 20 after the hour. Right back with Keita Spak. More on how to be happy after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.